Edwardian author J.M. Barrie wrote dozens of popular plays and novels, but he's remembered today almost entirely for a classic children's story about a little boy who refused to grow up. Barrie himself is the subject of the movie Finding Neverland. Bob Mandello says the film is a bit relaxed about the facts, but it's filled with playful innocence and wonder.
J.M. Barrie, who's played by a sad-eyed Johnny Depp, is walking his sheepdog in a London park when he first encounters the Davies family, four young boys who seem a trifle subdued, and Mom, played by Kate Winslet. Turns out she's been recently widowed and could use help in keeping the family's spirits up, which Barrie is only too happy to supply.
Oh, I told you this wasn't going to work.
It's not going to work if no one believes in him.
Now, give him a chance.
Michael, go back to your starting position.
Come on, darling.
Now, this time, I don't want a freeze breath of doubt. We must get that kite in the air.
Right, you darling, can do it, Michael.
Go
on.
You've got to run. Run, Michael, run. Run!
That's it!
Yay!
Barrie, who has no children of his own and whose wife doesn't seem to like him very much, grows increasingly attached to the Davies family, mentally filing away the behavior of the boys as they rediscover their sense of play and dress up as pirates and Indian chiefs.
I'm afraid I've grown hopelessly lax in my discipline.
Nonsense. Young boys should never be sent to bed. They always wake up a day older. And then before you know it, they're grown.
As the boys bounce on their beds, Barrie imagines them floating right out the window. Peter, who since his father's death has been the saddest of the Davies boys, doesn't really get into this spirit of playtime, so Barrie gives him a notebook.
Still have no idea what to write.
Write about anything. Write about your family. Write about the talking whale.
What whale?
The one that's trapped in your imagination and desperate to get out. Come sit down, Peter. I have actually begun writing about the adventures of the Davies brothers myself.
A play?
A play indeed, yes.
Then Mom starts to develop a nasty cough, and, well, let's leave the rest to your imagination. Director Mark Forster gives the film a masterpiece theater loveliness, sending the audience's imagination soaring, not with special effects, but with delicately shaded performances, starting with Depp's, which is genuinely soulful. The script has a slightly wayward way with facts, which helps it get past a couple of potential rough spots. Evelyn Davies' husband was actually still alive when Barrie came into the family's life. But that would complicate things, as would questions about the propriety of a grown man getting so involved with young boys, an issue the film dismisses in a few quick phrases at a cricket match. But as the title says early on, the film is merely inspired by true events, and happily the payoff of that inspiration is that the coming together of Peter Pan really does become magical. In Finding Neverland, Forster lets you see not just how a glint of sunlight might have inspired Tinkerbell, but also how a family, standing in for all the families that followed, could be led to that place where dreams are born. I'm Bob Mandello.
And this is NPR, National Public Radio.